You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
From the WLCX newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. The assistant police chief in La Crosse is retiring after 32 years. Jason Melby started with the department in 1993 and served in various roles until being named the assistant chief a little more than 3 years ago. Chief Sean Kudrin calls Melby a great leader and wishes him well. His first day of retirement is today. Today is Election Day, and experts are saying the race results for the state Supreme Court will be closer than anyone can predict. It's also a referendum on the Trump administration and a test of enthusiasm from both sides. Joanne Krulatz explains.
For national Republicans, the race is all about President Donald Trump, but Democrats are trying a new tactic, focusing their fire on Elon Musk, the billionaire who is the race's biggest donor by far. The vote will be the first major test of American politics since the president secured a second term in November, serving as an early barometer of how voters feel about the direction Trump is taking the country in one of the most contested battleground states.
All Wisconsin voters will see a referendum on the spring election ballot. This Republican-backed ballot measure would solidify a state law passed 14 years ago, which requires an acceptable form of photo ID in order to vote. Supporters of the measure say it will strengthen election integrity in Wisconsin, but critics say it mandates for voter identification and will make it harder for people to vote. Wisconsin is one of 36 states to already require voter ID by law. And something to look forward to as Train Park is set to open for the season. La Crosse Parks Department officials say the All Abilities Train Park at 1500 Chase Street is opening today. The park will then be open daily from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to 1490 AM WLCX.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. And we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 in the morning and had to pitch today, more than he's pitched, just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum at the NFL meetings in Florida. Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a scene together on camera. According to Pubity.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better, So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a little light rain and snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 40s today. Tonight, some light rain and snow, some minor accumulation possible. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain eventually ending with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.